Hi, it's Bella, and welcome back to Bella's Ballroom. We're an Anchor podcast, of course. You can also find us on Apple, Google, Overcast, CastBox, Radio Public, and starting in November, we will be a video podcast on Spotify. And did I mention we're also now on iHeartRadio? Got a great show for you today. We're going to be interviewing and hearing some music from modern-day troubadour Brian Bilanski. He's on almost a year-long tour around the country. We're going to find out where he's been, where he's going, and what he's up to. He's a producer, artist, musician, singer, songwriter. The man is multi-talented, and I've known him for about 16 years. Really going to enjoy this interview. So glad he's popping through LA. And we're going to hear some songs from Brian Bilanski in just a moment. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening. Bella's Ballroom. I first met Brian Bilanski back in 2006. I went back to Charlotte to take care of an ailing senior father. That was my intention anyway. And it was about this time of year, went out with a couple friends to celebrate Halloween. We were in costume, and we decided to go to a very famous club at the time. Unfortunately, it's been torn down, I believe, since, called the Double Door Inn. And they were famous for their blues. So I expected to hear blues, as you guys know, and here in Bella's Ballroom, we love all kinds of music. Well, we walked in, and there was this awesome, energetic young punk band on stage, which just blew me away. I was just thrilled. And, you know, can get a little dullsville coming from LA, going other places sometimes. And, yeah, they were great. They were great. This is from that era. Brian has been through many eras, as we all have. And it was a great era. And he still plays some songs from this era in his show. Right now, he's out promoting Volume 2 of Brian's Super Happy Fun Time. And back with Anguish, they put out 11 CDs. You can find them all for free on YouTube. It's some groovy, groovy stuff. This is from the CD United States of Anguish. It's called Punk Rock Queen. Dig it. Thank you. That was Punk Rock Queen by Anguish from the CD United States of Anguish, which was Brian Bilanski's old band. That's who our podcast is about, my dear friend who is traveling the country promoting Volume 2 of Brian's Super Happy Fun Time. Yes, he's changed a little, but still does some songs, like I said, from this era. We've got the man coming up himself in just a few minutes. And maybe we convince him to play live for us. That'd be great. Okay, this is Bella's Ballroom. We're an anchor podcast, and you can find us wherever good podcasts are found. We'll be right back. Okay. Hello, and welcome back to Bella's Ballroom. We're an anchor podcast. You can find us on Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, and coming in November, as a video cast on Spotify. Remember, you can also find us wherever fine podcasts are found. We have a very special guest with us today, a friend of mine for about 16 years. He's touring the country, as I mentioned earlier. And we have the one and only Brian Bilanski. Brian, say hi.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me, Bella. It's a pleasure to be here on Bella's Ballroom.
Great to have you. We're very honored, actually. Now, Brian, when did you leave for this tour?
The tour started in March this year, 2022.
And yeah. When does the tour wrap up?
Well, I've got dates going all the way through December. So it looks like December 31st will be the official end of the 2022 tour.
Okay. And then you're starting up again in 2023?
Yep. Gonna pretty much do at least 10 months again next year, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Definitely a modern day troubadour. Definitely. Now, you had the band Anguish when I first met you. Since then, you went through certain transitions. That was almost a punk, surf punk, thrash metal. It was great. It was interesting. What you're doing now is great, too. But what brought you from that style of music to what you're doing now from a happier place, the times of the world or what's going on in your life? What brought you there?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think a little bit of everything. You know, we all went through some really hard times as the human race over the last few years. And
true.
I think everybody's just ready to have a good time again. And everybody's ready to have a lighthearted good time. You know, Anguish was like you said, it was more like the punk hard rock, you know, I think people, it feels great to kind of do a 180 and be doing the folky, positive vibes instead of the
happy
anguish,
stuff.
Angry punk rock stuff.
Yeah, I love it all. I do. I love the angry punk rock, and I love what you're up to now.
Thank you.
Your last show was where? Up north?
Oh, last night played in Richmond, California, Bay Area.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty nice show, and a nice fun Monday night. And then, you know,
tonight you're in Burbank.
Yep, the VFW post there. So.
Yeah, Burbank, that's amazing. That's amazing. Honey, how old were you when you started playing guitar and writing songs?
So I was 14 years old in high school, and, you know, listening to my parents' music. I mean, they were huge music fans, so I was brought up in a musical household. It's been, you know, important in my life since I was a wee little kid. But yeah. When I was a teenager, 14 is when I decided I was going to play guitar.
You're going to actually do music
and
at that
was,
point.
Yeah. That was going to be my... what I was going to do with life.
Wonderful, wonderful. And who would you say are your musical inspirations? I know your parents have inspired you a lot and they've supported you a lot through this endeavor. I know I've seen them at some of your shows before. But who are your musical inspirations and has that changed?
It definitely changes over the years. I keep going back to the Beatles being one of my biggest, inspirations. Lately, people have been saying I sound like a mix of Buddy Holly meets the Violent Femmes. So I'm kind of happy.
That's
about
a wild
that.
Baby. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, definitely inspired by both of them. But then a lot of other Southern rock that was coming out when I was, younger. And
oh, yeah. I like
Tom Petty
rock
and
too.
R.E.M.
Yeah.
You know, it was hard to not be fans of Tom Petty and R.E.M. growing up in North Carolina there with Georgia and Gainesville, Florida, being not too far away.
Not too far away. Yeah, a lot of good music through the decades have come out of the South. It certainly has. Certainly has. Well, we played some Anguish. We played a piece off of the United States of Anguish earlier called Nobody Likes Me. I think now it's time to hear a little bit of what you're doing now. And we got a treat. He's going to perform a song for us live. Brian Belansky, introduce your song and then take it away.
All right. Well, this is the latest single from the latest album, Brian's Super Happy Fun Time 2, and this song is called Elf Girlfriend.
She's an elf in the woods, and she's magic. If she turns me away, it'd be tragic. I feel like I've known her for years. I really like her pointy ears. She's an elf in the woods, I discovered. She's an elf, now I think I'm gonna love her. I know she lives inside a tree. That's really okay with me. Well, I'm so intrigued, I never knew she exists. Oh yeah, it's true. And my life was bad, but now it's cool. 'Cause I know what I'm gonna do. She's an elf in the woods, and she's magic. If she turned me away, it'd be tragic. I feel like I've known her for years. I really like her pointy ears. She's an elf, prettier than Princess Zelda. Well, I'm Quasimodo, she's Esmeralda. I know she lives inside a tree. That's silly, okay with me. She's my elf. She's my elf. Girlfriend. She's my elf. She's my elf. Girlfriend. She's my elf. She's my elf. Girlfriend.
Bravo.
Thank you very much.
Your lyrics are always so very interesting, no matter what the subject may be. Really like that. Brian, what would you say was your most memorable show you ever did, whether it be with Anguish or Brian's Super Happy Fun Time or just whatever?
Well, you know, that would have to be the Thanksgiving Day Parade in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I was on a float with some animatronic dinosaurs a few years back and playing to a crowd of estimated 125,000. So biggest crowd I ever played to, you know, Thanksgiving Day float, dinosaurs. Yeah, that was
that's a nice little parade. Yeah, I've been to it years ago. That's great. Okay, that's your most memorable show, honey. What would you say was your worst show ever?
Ooh, worst show. you know, very good question there. You know, I'm going to have to say, you know, there's been some house parties that were a little weird where you show up and you're like, is this, should
I get the hell out of here?
Yeah. So there's been a few house parties. Now, normally house parties turn out great. And, you know, but when I was younger and that was started being something that musicians would do on tours.
Well, that's how Van Halen started out playing house parties here in SoCal.
But there was a few where it just kind of looked like it was a little Texas Chainsaw Massacre-y and we decided to. face and head the other way.
Yeah. I think I've been to a few parties like that, actually. Now, you've played all over the world, many continents, and not just the States. Is there somewhere, anywhere that you haven't played that you would like to go and play?
Absolutely. Tons of places, but if I had to pick one, it would be Antarctica.
Oh, wow.
Because it's such a remote place and it's so difficult to get there. You have to actually have to, you know, get hired for a 6-month contract to work at the research centers down there. But they do have a venue at most of the research centers.
Really? And,
you know, so
you've considered that?
I have applied to, you know, you could kind of more or less be the house band down there. So it's something I looked into. But
best of luck with that. Best of luck with that. My goodness.
Thank you.
Wow. Now, you've put out a lot of CDs, right? Between the different variations of music.
Absolutely. It's two solo albums and then 11 with the old band. So 13 albums altogether.
13 already. Lucky number 13. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. That's a lot of work, actually. You produced them and played on them and wrote them.
You know, some of the albums had different producers and whatnot. I am the songwriter on that. There was a couple, I think, you know, maybe one or two covers out of the whole 160 songs on the 13
wow.
albums.
Wow, wow. That's wonderful. That's
Thank
wonderful.
You. Thank you so
now,
much.
Now, why don't you tell everybody, Brian, all your social media, where they can find you, maybe go and see where you're going to be going to, because this will come out, unfortunately, after tonight's show. But I will definitely let everybody know when Brian's back in town. We'll give you a good heads up next time. So, go ahead. Tell us your social
media. Yeah, sure. So the Facebook's Brian's Super Happy Fun Time, and that's Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Brian's Super Happy Fun Time. That's also the website, briansuperhappyfuntime.com. And then on Instagram, I just go as my first and last name, Brian Belansky. So B-I-E-L-A-N-S-K-I. That's kind of why I came up with Brian's Super Happy Fun Time, because the last name, Belansky, sometimes people don't get the spelling right.
That's
so,
true.
Can make it hard to find online. So I was like, let me do Brian's Super Happy Fun Time. So hopefully they
okay, if that's easier. I picked Belansky.
Yeah,
it's definitely longer, definitely longer. And how can they, where can they see where you're performing next?
So then also I do have my calendars on my official website. There's the event page on Facebook. And then of course I'm also on Bands in Town and Songkick, which, you know, if you sign up for those, we'll send you automated emails.
You'll be notified
when I'm in, you know, playing in your state or within, like, I think it's like 100 mile radius or to
that's
where.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool. So Bands in Town and Songkick, two really good ways to keep up with where I'm at and, you know, get notifications when I'm playing close by to where you reside.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, Brian, it's very good to have you back in La La Land, even if it's for a quick bit.
Thank you.
We want to thank Brian for taking the time out of his busy, busy schedule to drop by, talk to us a bit, and play us a song live. Now, when we come back, we're going to be hearing a few more songs from Brian off of the Super Happy Fun Time Volumes 1 and 2. And yeah, hang around. I'll be right back with you. Again, it's Bella's Ballroom. Thanks for listening. Okay, I want to thank Brian Belansky again for that great interview and stopping by. Really enjoyed seeing him when he was here, and it was a great show. I went. And I'm going to play one more song. This is from the current record, Brian's Super Happy Fun Time 2. That's Volume 2. This is Your Man. That was Brian Bielanski, Your Man, from Brian's Super Happy Fun Time, Volume 2. Brian, we wish you luck with getting to play in Antarctica, and do write, send postcards or whatever you can send from there. Let us know you're okay, and let us know if that happens. I'm sure it will. You usually make it happen, and wish you luck in all your endeavors. So glad you stopped by. That's Brian Bielanski, and I want to thank you, the listener, for popping in and listening and being with me and being there for me. And I hope I've been there for you some also. Starting next month, hopefully, fingers crossed, that's what the plan is, but we know plans can go awry sometimes. You will be seeing me live on Spotify. The video cast will be on Spotify, and the audio version will be on all other platforms. We are an Anchor podcast and very damn proud to be. You can find us on Google, Apple, iHeartRadio, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and many more wherever fine podcasts are found. Now you take care of yourself. We'll be back in a month or so with a great new guest. I want to thank all my guests throughout the series so far. We have ended our Music for a Pandemic series. Yes, COVID is still out there, but I don't feel like we're in a pandemic stage anymore and hope we never are again. But do be careful. Take care of yourself, okay? And I'm always with you. Bella's Ballroom. Thanks. Bye-bye.